Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Anybody who has sat here for any amount of time knows how I love bells. And so over time, I've given a number of different talks about the bell and how it is part of our practice. One of my favorite haikus by Basho reads, "The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers." The sound of the bell is always present, even when it is not being struck. This is similar to what Dogen meant when he said, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened." So it's very similar to the bell. The sound of that bell is always there, just like enlightenment in each one of us is always there. So here is the bell, right? And that sound is always present. But we bring it to life, we manifest it by striking the bell. So in the same way, we do zazen to manifest, to bring to life what is already there, which is enlightenment. And you know, in Zen we say that we are already perfect and complete just as we are, lacking nothing. And the only thing that we haven't realized is the truth of these words. For many people, if I say, you are complete and lacking nothing, just as you are, that may be hard to accept for a lot of people, for a lot of different reasons. And because of that, these thoughts, these ideas, and these experiences that have taught us not to be able to accept that truth can invite the sound of the bell. So how do we invite the sound of this bell? We invite it by doing zazen. And doing zazen reveals who we really are. Who we are besides all of our fears, our thoughts, our ideas, our previous experiences, which have covered over the sound of who we are. So we start the practice of zazen. And in zazen, the spirit is, we sit just to sit. And we don't have any expectations of what is happening. Even though we may talk about zazen being exactly the same as the striker that hits the bell, we don't sit from that perspective. We don't sit with the idea that what we are doing is going to strike a bell and reveal who we are. We just sit. And we sit open to be surprised. You know, we sit. We just open and wait to see what happens. And if we do it, if we sit in this way, we will discover. It'll be revealed to us who we truly are. And I've used this metaphor also. Each Sunday, we take the meditation stick. Right? We take it in our hand. And usually there's the person that lights it, and then it's handed to me. But you'll know that if you watch that incense stick can be held over the flame and not touch the flame at all, not even be put into the flame. But if you hold it over the flame, all of a sudden, it lights, right? And I've said this before, because it reaches its ignition point, reaches that point where, poof, it comes to life. Well, that's the same thing that happens with our practice, same thing that happens with zazen. If we are faithful to the practice, at some point, we will reach our ignition point, and then we will reveal the truth of who we are. Another Basho poem captures the truth of these words, I think, in a lovely way. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. Doing nothing, sitting quietly, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. So we just sit and wait and see what happens. See if spring comes. See if the grass, see if you grow by yourself without thinking about growing. So this poem is saying, just like it applies to Zazen, we can't push the river. If we pushed a river, we make a mess out of the river flowing by. So we must allow things to unfold in their own way, and that includes our spirituality and our everyday life. So when we sit, our body breathes by itself, our ears hear by themselves, our nose smells by itself, and so forth, without any direction. Still mind, a distant temple bell sounds, and no one to listen. So no one to listen means there's the sound. But there is no self, there is no person to listen. It doesn't mean that the sound is not heard, but the self has dropped away. And there is just... And that's lost as soon as we start thinking about my words, or we start thinking about the bell, or we start thinking about how far away the sound is. Whatever the story is that we create, we lose the experience of the sound of the bell. So sitting, we let go of any desire to control or to rush the process. And if we are impatient or controlling, we can learn to pay attention to these impulses and see the impatience. The need to control are the results of our thinking, usually thoughts based on not being good enough, or the desire to find peace of mind. So there's something that we want to get from Zazen. And that may be the way we start out. But at some point, we have to let drop away the wanting to get, and that there's somebody who wants to get. So we usually have a hard time letting the grass grow by itself. So what are we taught to do? And the usual teaching, which is very helpful, is to just notice that it's a thought that is creating a disturbance, and then let go of the thought and return to the breath. Let go of any thought of enlightenment, any thought of self-improvement, any thought of peace of mind. Just keep returning to the breath over and over again. Until doing this, not only in Zazen, but in our everyday life, becomes our normal way of dealing with thoughts and the feelings that they create when we're sitting. Right? It's important to understand that relationship. Almost always, thoughts come first, and those thoughts generate feelings based on what those thoughts are. So we have thoughts, and then they create feelings. Now, sometimes these thoughts can be very powerful, and the usual method of noting them and returning to the breath doesn't work so well. It's at this point that I think that love becomes the key. These powerful thoughts come from a very deep place in us. And so happiness and peace of mind flow from what's called true love. And what is true love? Well, Thich Nhat Hanh says it starts with loving yourself. Right, so your Zazen, you're creating a container, and that container allows you to experience the ability to love yourself. Most of us, or a lot of us anyway, you know, we can love our dog, we can love our spouse, and, you know, love life. But we have a very hard time loving ourselves. And that's not in a narcissistic way. It's just receiving ourselves with an open heart. So if you find yourself feeling not good enough, feeling worthless, discouraged, hopeless, maybe it's time to stop and just love yourself. Just sit in Zazen and allow your heart to open toward yourself. Jack Kornfield, who is a Buddhist who's been on the Buddhist scene for a long time and has written a number of books, created a loving kindness meditation. And we can say this to ourselves at any time. We can say this to ourselves anytime, particularly when thoughts are difficult or painful. But before you speak these words, all of us should remember that everyone deserves to be loved. And as you know from the Gatha for the Women of Zen, the way excludes no one. The way doesn't exclude us. Every one of us, no matter what we think or feel, deserves to be loved. So this is his loving kindness meditation. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind. May I be happy and at ease. And I'd like to add to the loving kindness meditation a quote by Walt Whitman. I am larger and better than I thought. I did not know that I held so much goodness. So we've come full circle back to Dogen, that we don't sit to become enlightened, that we sit because we are already enlightened, which means that we are already perfect and complete just as we are, but we don't realize it. So remember that the sound of this gong is already there. It's already there. And we do Zazen to bring ourselves to life. Thank you.